Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 138, and this is Stone's fault. Today is Saturday, October 13, 2018. I am your host, Lita, and joining me over there is my co-host, Stone. And he's being naughty again, people. So, yes. Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
You are a professional. You are the consummate professional.
No, I'm not. But anyway, how are you? Good.
Well,
I was going to say.
I'm trying not
to. Well, excellent.
I'm well. I'm trying not to burp when everybody's listening. So
nice.
Coke. That's, Coke that you drink, not the one that you know. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, yeah. Hey, chat room. We've got some lovely people with us.
Hello.
I mean, they're all lovely people. Sorry, I don't mean some. I mean, everyone's lovely. Hi, chat room.
Good job.
Oh.
Just keep on going. Keep on going.
Yeah.
Great.
Sounds like it's going to be one of those. But anyway.
Yeah,
this is what happens when I don't even know. Anyway. How's your week been? Let's just get right into it, because it's you and me. Chill out.
We were supposed to have a guest on today.
Yes.
Would you like to bring in our guest?
No, particularly.
Okay. Wow. That's kind of rude. Oh, my. No one's ever going to want to come on here ever again. Ever. What's the matter with you? That's two.
I don't know what it's going to be.
Holy moly.
Anyway.
Lita's perspicacity. That's who our guest is supposed to be.
Which I still don't even...
It wasn't an insult. And you're like, what does that mean? Oh, this must be something bad. It's not an insult.
Well, it was, because I looked at the word and I was like, what? And then I was like, I don't know. So, yes. Yeah, so what do you want? What do you want? Do you want to ask
I don't
me
know what
something?
I want. I don't know what I want.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I couldn't. Anyway.
Okay. So,
Yes.
I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
Yep. Right.
I've lost it. Oh, it's only 5 minutes into the show and I've already lost it.
Okay.
Okay.
So
excellent.
Right. We're the plan is to have a short show on a serious note. The plan is to have a shorter show.
Yes.
We have something to announce at 7:30. You can probably guess what that is. And if you don't know, well, then you'll find out. 7:30 in about 24 minutes from now.
Yes.
23 minutes or so.
Yes.
Yes. So, weeks in WoW. I feel like, you know what, maybe this episode needs is that music that we had from before. The, you know, let's sit back and
chill.
And maybe that will help you get your crap together.
Yeah. I don't think anything will help me get my stuff together. I think that's I'm a lost cause, but you know.
I think I'm really going to change the reservation to change you as being Lita Warlock, just to screw with the room.
I have not got any ID in Lita Warlock.
You're funny, though.
Oh, okay. Might not be funny with you when I catch up with you. Just saying.
Okay. Mm. Wow, she's laughy, but she's not. She's trying to be like, I'm being funny, but I'm not. I will kick your ass.
I will kick your ass. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you can see it, right? You can. I mean, if you're mm-hmm. if you're watching, you can kind of see her. I'm smiling because I'm nice, but I'm gonna kill you.
Pretty much, okay. Exactly.
Okay, so weeks in WoW, I guess, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be good. So you go first. How's your week been? You look like you've been busy.
Yeah.
typing wise, I mean, like looking at show notes.
I ran out of chips. And I have no cherry coke.
Oh.
So this week's been pretty crappy.
Poor baby.
Yeah. No more hickory sticks for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh well.
On a good side, I noticed, yes, I've lost a little bit of weight since I've stopped taking a certain pill, and it was like, oh wow. So yay. I've actually started shedding the pounds, and my feet don't swell up like they're balloons anymore, and I can walk around. Yay. This is fantastic. But
yay.
So let's talk about Warcraft.
Excellent. All right, well, thank you for sharing.
This is what we do to kill time. Okay, Pacifist is level 35, but I'm not playing it as much because Brewfest is over.
Yeah.
And I want to accrue the rest XP, so I don't play it as much.
So did you actually, with doing Brewfest, get out of rested XP?
No, because it's only questing.
Okay.
But what? Well, but cool. What? So but what I keep... would do is that I'd do all my quests, and then I'd eat up as much rest good XP pick. As I could. But it was still, it still felt worthwhile because I was getting extra quests to do every day, whereas normally I only get two, right? So, I'm not playing it as much, but. Probably going to play it once every little bit, and I still need to plan for my candy buckets because that's coming up soon. Actually, you know what? That's a news item that I haven't even put on there. That is awesome. Okay. Candy buckets. Okay.
It's coming.
Things and stuff. In my iron, I got it to level 23, finished Westfall, and
so
I'm going into
Hunter?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm going into Red Ridge. The short-term plan was to do Westfall, Red Ridge, not the whole thing, Duskwood, and a little bit of Darkshore and Ashenvale until about level 30. Now 30 Northern Stranglethorn and whatever else until I can get to 40, and then Eastern or Western Plaguelands, Eastern Plaguelands, and hopefully with the candy buckets that will get me to 50. And then 50 is the easy zones. I'm going back to the lock because I haven't done those yet. And then the wetlands, and then Arathi. So I'm saving the easier ones for last, just to see how it is. I've put my
interesting to see.
Yeah, and I'm making a note on what level I am as I go through and what I've done for all that. So I'm not playing though the green or the bloodthirsty because I don't want to, because it's the green gear. Right, so I don't want to play my iron and accidentally be like, oh, I put on this green piece of gear and then I flag myself and then I'm done. I just, no, it's just not going to happen. So the only way to really make sure I don't do that is to not play them. So Iron and Passy is good because Passy, at least I can, I know I don't need green gear, so it's not a big deal. The only thing is that switching between the two, I'm like, hey, look, it's a node and I can't mine it. or pick it on my iron, and I'm like, ugh, it gets me frustrated. But yeah, I was streaming a little bit this week too.
Just a little bit. How'd it go?
Good. So my schedule is kind of dependent on Carrie working from home. So Carrie works from home twice a week, and the whole reason why I can't stream when Carrie's at home is you can pick, you would be able to hear her speaking to a client, right? And, privacy, right? So, I don't want her to get fired.
Exactly.
Right?
I thought you were going to say, because she's got a filthy mouth on her, and you just can't stream that. But, okay.
No. Work?
But understand. No. She doesn't. She's lovely.
She's Carrie a lovely girl. Awesome. She... If Carrie hears me swear, I get beaten. I have bruises beneath my shirt, and I can't show you guys because, I don't. Anyways, okay, so it's not that kind of a show. So, but Carrie's going into a new role after BlizzCon is over. Oh. So once she starts in this new role, she won't be allowed to work from home for a bit. So it means, though, on the positive side. On the positive side, okay, well, there is a downside to it because she's got to drive to work and it's gas, right? So, and gas is expensive here. It's like, I don't know how much it is for you, but for us, it dropped to $1.20 a liter. So I don't know how much it is for you guys.
$1.70 for petrol. Here,
okay, even
moment,
okay, and
highest.
I know that your dollar is not worth as much as ours, but it's really close. Like it's a few cents off. So you guys being $1.70, that's insane. That is.
Oh, trust me. But everyone says, don't forget, the petrol's in the cycle. They all talk about this petrol cycle so much this year. You know, it goes up and down. It's like, you guys regulate it, so why is it that expensive?
Yeah.
I don't know.
My God.
Anyway.
All right.
But yes.
So on the downside, she's got to, like, we need to pay more for gas for her to go to work. But on the on the upside, I can stream a lot more whenever I feel like it. You know, kids are at school. She's at work. I can walk around without any clothes on. It's fantastic. Yeah, it's just right over her head. Anyway, so what did $3 American a gallon? So a gallon is like 4 liters, I believe, right? Roughly. So I think yours is cheaper than ours. Because when it starts, like, for us, when it starts getting to like $1.30, $1.35 even, like, it's like, what is going on? And people start getting like really mad, like really mad.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, I got it cheap last weekend for $1.49. That's the cheapest, I know. And even then, I'm like looking at the petrol bars and just going, really? Really? This is ridiculous. And when I've got a four-wheel drive, like, it's not a big four-wheel drive. It's a semi-medium to small four-wheel drive. It takes a lot to fill it up. So it's, you know, it's just kind of like, I'm always looking for the cheapest petrol that I can get because it takes a fair bit. It's bigger than a normal, you know, a normal car size. So it's just like $1.70 when I came home Friday, because I go past on my drive my journey to and from work, I go past 5 petrol stations.
Okay.
And they're all were sitting at 169, 170, and I'm just like, not good, guys. Not good.
You know, back in my day,
yes,
I used to fill up for $20. And one time I bought the extra expensive gas, you know, like the one that's like 94%, not the one that's 87. Yeah. And I don't need to, but I did because I'm like, well, it says it has extra fuel cleaning, blah, blah, blah. And it costs an extra $5 more or something. And my mom got mad because I'm not paying for it. So I'm like, well, I don't care. Right. And my mom's like, what the hell? But grown up, I would be the same way. I'd be like, you know, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? But now I think about it, $20, $25 compared to I pay 65 plus to fill up. Anyway, wow. What have you been doing in Warcraft, Lita?
All right, Lord. I've actually been able to play some Bloodthirsties this week, which has been really good. I kind of was like, I don't want to quest. I just want to kill things.
Okay.
So I started playing my Jade leader, my green, and I was like, you know what? I'm just not feeling it. No offense to the NPCs, but I just don't want to talk to yous. So I decided I'd go play my blood. So I'm going to actually do it in order that I played them this week. So I started off on my Night Elf Hunter. She hit 53 this week. And can I just say that the whole level from 52 to 53 was Eastern Plaguelands.
Okay.
Western Plaguelands. So I got 1, 2, 3. I got 4 rares up in Eastern Plaguelands and hit into Western Plaguelands. I got every rare was up bar 1. And the only other one that I didn't go and check was because it was out of my way. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I can't be bothered. And I'm about to ding on this one anyway, so I'll leave it. So I was like, yes, I love Western Plaguelands. Western Plaguelands has the best rares ever. So it was really good because I got so many rares. It was fantastic. So she is sitting on 3,249 kills. Jeez. Mind you, there was also, I did just some grinding, like in between, I think the cultists and some spiders and stuff. So it's not just purely killing rares. I took on some of the, you know, the cultists in that first, when you come over the bridge. And you've got those, they've got the things in the cages and the bears and the...
Yes.
So those kind of things. I went around and did, you know, killed a few of those and
grinded and whatnot. On
I killed them, yes, which was good. So, yeah, 3,249 kills. So, yeah, so she's going good. No, I didn't have... Okay, so I had a near-death experience on the priest. So I played my Night Elf Priest yesterday, and she hit level 34, but there was this one, and I can't even remember what I was doing. I took on something, and my health went really down, like really, really fast. There was one rare, and it just... And I was literally, you know, when you kind of like looking at the screen going, what's going on? Like, I was literally going, what's going on? Hitting my penance and stuff, trying to get my health back up. And I got my health up a little bit, but the health kept going down. And I'm kind of looking going, why? Nothing, I've killed it. Nothing's attacking me. And over on the side, I saw I had this dot that was chewing away at my health. And it had, I don't know, 5 seconds, 6 seconds. Like, it was quite a period of time. And I'm spamming, trying to get heal, you know, I'm trying to get some heals back up. And I ended up with, by the time I kind of realized and the health was the debuff was taking my health down, that I ended up on 6% health, that I just, by the time the debuff ticked off and I'd been, you know, trying to get my health up however I could, that I was like,
which,
oh, that was close. Like, that was that was close. So yeah, that was a little bit. But
which realm was it? Because I just, so I just, so I don't go and kill it or try to kill it, because as a hunter, I don't have a self heal at that point.
That's probably right. I went to Arathi, so I killed the stuff in Loch Modan, of course. Hadn't been there for a while on my hunter, like, my hunter's been hitting the plague land, so I thought, well, I'll take the priest through Loch Modan first. And then I went up to, sorry, not Arathi, to Hinterlands, because Hinterlands has a good heap of, you know, rares. And there was, it was so cute, because when I got to, what is it, Airy Peak, and I came in and I'm running down, you know, down the path to get down to the bottom, and I see all these toons in this massive circle, and they're obviously doing an RP thing, and I'm like, oh, they're so cute, because I always love to see something, you know, and I don't know what they were doing, but I was like, oh, they're so cute. Anyway, I decided to go start my journey. So there's the wolf, the yellow wolf over in that that house, just as you come out of the path of Airy Peak and heading towards into the Hinterlands. So I always take him out. Now, he did some sort of ravage or slice or something, which I've never had before. So I'm wondering, because of the level, that maybe it's now hitting that. But yeah, he ended up being way nastier than I remembered him being. So that was kind of like, whoa, I nearly got killed to the damn wolf. So, but anyway, I kept going. Because I always go to the, you know, the troll ruins section, and there's the little tent that's kind of hidden, and there's the rare in there. He's stealthed, and I've died to him before, but normally I'm pretty good with it. So now, but he can stun for like 8 seconds. He can do a really, really nasty one. So all I did was like feared him, and I was able to take him down, and that was fine. And then I went to take off, the big ooze, you know, the big slimy ooze. And that's where I ended up dinging level 34. So, so she dinged it, whichever.
She danged.
Exactly. Yeah, so that was good, considering I started off and at, what was it, 6% health. I was,
wow.
I sat there, yeah. I was like, whoa. But still, the priest is like his disc. Yeah, good. I'm actually contemplating changing my normal alt, Attil, who is the second tune that I always level through normal content. Mm-hmm. I'm actually contemplating changing her from Shadow. I'm not a fan of Shadow. I think I'm going to change it to Disc and just go with Disc, because I'm found that Disc is good. Shadow's,
I've heard Shadow didn't get treated very well, just like Shamans did not get treated very well overall.
She's sitting at 1,366 kills, so you know, so I'm happy where she is, but yeah, just be a little careful with that wolf that's just down from the Airy Peak town. So especially probably more so if you're Malay. I've never had a problem on my hunter at all, because obviously you've got the pet tanking, and I don't think I've taken a warlock over there for a little while. I might try that with the warlock and see how it goes at some stage. But yeah, no, other than that, happy with the priest. So that was good. So then I thought, well, I'm on the roll. Who haven't I played for a while? What else can I do? And I thought, well, I'll show my druid a little bit of love. And I hopped on the druid and I was like, yep, okay, away we go. She was level 22. And I'm like, yep, okay, let's go. I'm liking the bear form. We can go do it. I was like, I'm not going to go over to Loch Modan because I'm in Stormwind. Let's go into Elwynn. Let's just, you know, let's just go crazy. So I took on, when you're coming down the path and there's the, like the little house on the little house on the prairie, not that, but there's the sort of like the mini lake and the river that runs through, and there's a little house near the crops, and there's always a rare in there, which I can't think of her name. I think she's got like two names or three names, and she can be kind of like a stealthy rogue thing that kind of vanishes and comes back. And she wasn't too bad. I took on her and the other mob that was there. Didn't have a problem at all. Went down and killed the bear. There's the little bear that's sleeping near the tree. Yeah, not a problem. So I'm running around. I'm looking for stuff. And came up against another rare over probably about the middle of the map. And dead. So I was like... Yeah, bugger. Yeah, so there was rare and two others, and it did a really nasty stun that I was like, oh. And it's kind of one of those things, you know how when you lose a tomb, when you can see that you're dying, and I'm sure everyone has got some factor of this, you see that you're dying, and you're kind of like, your whole inner being's going, no! Like, you're really, like, no, when you can't, you can't stop it. I kind of was just like, damn. Dead. I was like, okay. Oh, well. Next! So, yeah. So I lost one this week. Sorry. But I'm not too heartbroken. I'm kind of like, it's all good. So yeah, that's been my week. I did at least play three Bloods this week, which was good. It was very cathartic, killing things, killing and looting. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Yeah. Well, so that's been my week.
Your timing couldn't be better.
I know. I was watching that.
Amazing. Okay, here we go.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Didn't turn off the ice machine. Oh well. Whatever.
Nice.
God, Lord. See? Lord, yeah, Tundra, well. Jesus, bye. You know.
Doesn't matter. It's okay. All right, it's all good.
So the contest is live. We have a contest. Hey.
Yes.
We have a contest.
It's live right now.
If it doesn't work, right, let me know, but it should work. So it's called The Summoning.
Yes.
Because Halloween.
The Summoning. Mm-hmm.
So this is a iron leveling contest. It starts right now. Your character must hit level 10 as of 7:30 p.m. Eastern and on. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did hit record. So you can only play Warlocks. It is only Warlock. The races are human, dwarf, and gnome, orc, troll, and undead. So the six classic races.
Yes.
Okay, because night elves can't become warlocks, and taurens cannot be warlocks, so.
Yeah.
Okay. you can add your character again between level 10 and 20. If mm-hmm. you are 21 and higher and you don't list it, I'm sorry, I cannot make any exceptions because that's not fair for everybody else who was exactly. able to list their characters between 10 and 20. This is for US and EU regions. Our prize. So,
yes.
Originally, the prize was supposed to be another virtual ticket.
Yes. However,
we've never been beggars. And we typically don't get things to give away. When we do, we give them away and we thank people very, very much. So because of that, we buy the virtual tickets. Right. So, I bought the impromptu one that we did for a 3-year. I also mm-hmm. bought the virtual ticket for the last contest that we had. And the plan was that Lita was going to be buying a virtual ticket for this one. Yes, however,
that was the plan.
Yes. However, because Blizzard decided to change how we can gift virtual tickets, we cannot do it because our contest runs from October the 13th to October the 27th. So when we know who wins, we have to be friends with the person on BNet.
Yeah.
7 days
a week
before we can gift the ticket, which means that goes to November the 4th, which, you know, if it means that, you know, yes, you could get a ticket, you can watch everything after the fact, but you don't get to watch everything live, which is not great. So there were some other options, but I think it's kind of so there was an option that I was kind of saying was maybe, well, we could all go to the top 10 folks that, sorry, all the people that were in the top 10 and tell them to be friends with us on the Thursday, right? Because the Thursday is kind of the day before BlizzCon happens. And then whoever wins, then it should be in time and we can gift it while we are actually there. Because on that Thursday, we will actually be there. But I think it's a bit much to be asking people to be friends with us. And as silly as that sounds, what is the problem with doing it by email address? We can gift game time by email address. Why do we, why the virtual ticket? Why did they change it like this? It wasn't like this before.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it makes it like we did look at a couple of options, and some of the options were that because they changed things, even if we didn't do the virtual ticket, we did have some thoughts of a couple of other ways of going. And again, it was like, we can't do it unless we've got that we're friends and that we've been friends for a week. So as much as, and you know, part of it was, like I said to Stone, I really wanted to give away another virtual ticket, but with the way that they're building this stuff in, we just can't do it this way. And it makes me really sad, guys. It really makes me sad that they've changed it and we can't do that. But we can give away some game time. So we had decided that we're going to give away 3 months worth of game time, whoever wins. Okay. So you're getting something, you're getting a decent amount, which is really good. You know, maybe that might help someone else who goes, well, it gives me game time and I can go and buy the virtual ticket or whichever. But what we wanted to do and the way we wanted to do things, we just can't do it that way anymore. So we apologize, but it's the way it is. So 3 months game time, though, that's what's up for whoever wins. So, you know, and it's Warlocks. Yay. Excited.
So the other thing I want to talk about. The first place prize will be 90 days game time, either EU or US. It does not matter because it just goes by email address. So it's fine. So again, when you give your email address, once the prize has been sent out, then I wipe all the email addresses because I do not like keeping that stuff. I do not. So Stir donated a US $20 card. That and it doesn't say that it is US, but when we went to check it out, it is. So the thought there was that, you know what, we could put that up for whoever finished between 2nd and 10th and
like a random draw
and do a draw, right? So if you are in 2nd, you know, you get more tickets than 3rd and 4th and blah 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 blah. So I would still like to do that. It's just I kind of don't feel it's fair to only offer it up to US when the first place prize is US and EU. So what I'm kind of asking is if there's anybody out there that would like to donate a $20 EU card-ish, you know, like...
There is.
If that thing does exist. I don't know if it's like 20 or 15 or some. I don't know. But I would greatly love you.
Bro, love, not any other kind.
I would touch your butt if you wanted me to. Just saying.
Okay. Awkward.
Why is it awkward when I say it, but when a girl says it, it's okay? That's sexist. Get the hell out of here.
Because it's just the way it is.
No. I put my foot down. Sexist. I may still consider putting out the US one, because I'll be honest, this will be the last contest of the year, because this will be our 4th of the year. For some reason, I was thinking when we were having a discussion on whether we could have another one post BlizzCon, in my head we had only had that one would have been our 4th, but then when I went to go look back, I'm like, oh my god, no, this is our 4th. If we did another one, that'd be 5. I prefer between 3 and 4 per year, so we could still put that out. And Stir, if you're here, if you listen, thank you for the card. We can still use it. We're just not sure when. I would really love if we can get an EU card as well, because then we can do 2 draws, right? So that we could have 1 US winner.
Sir, thank you.
And 1 EU winner, right? Which would be cool.
It would be cool. Thank you. Nisi said,
can a US person buy an EU balance card?
I don't think so.
We need the purchase to happen from an EU store
account
or an account of some kind. So basically what we are trying to get is a EU balance code that you would go buy.
Yeah.
Basically Rogster has bought a card, scratched off the code, and given me the code. Be like, here, this is the code, right?
Yeah.
So,
as he says, he'll donate
some puns
to the winner. That is always an awesome prize, Azzy. Thank you. We appreciate that too.
I'm not sure about that one. sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Iron Ash says, man, 90 days, I can kill myself a bunch of times. Exactly.
Okay.
I like the way he thinks. It's a good way to think.
So, okay, cannot be me to the rescue, then I'm very much US. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I do have an EU account, but this is different than buying. Like, you can gift game time if you're friends. right? So yes. I can do it for EU because I do have an EU account, just they would still have to wait the cooling off period for being friends, which is not as big of a deal because it's not a virtual ticket, right? And you don't, it's not like a time, it's not a time critical thing, right? So that is an option. If somebody would like to donate, I don't know what the equivalent is, right, for the EU side. We'd have to ask Awesome Trousers. Actually, Captain Dobie's in the chat. He's EU, I believe.
Yeah, someone might know.
Let us know. Then I could, because I do have an EU account, that I should be able to gift it.
You've got to be, right? Yeah. Friends for 7 days, which is the issue that we have, guys. The biggest thing that we have is the issue that that you guys, for winning stuff, have to be friends with us for a week. And you know, it's not like we don't want to be friends with you. It's that part's fine. It's just that they're making it harder for us to give you like the gifts quicker that we really want to give you. So which we don't think that's very fair, whereas at least with the game time way of doing it, not gifting it in-game as such, just being able to get the code or buy a code, we can do that, which is an instant, you know, email you back, here's your code, congratulations, you can go and put it straight on and there's no problem. So,
Feel sorry, actually, more for anybody trying to be friends with me, because I hop around on characters quite a bit. And there's some days where I'm just like jumping between characters, checking all the mail, and it's a lot of spam, right? So I feel more for the people that are trying to be like have to be friends with me in order to get stuff. Blizzard, man, come on. Stop. Okay, so the site looks like it's working.
Excellent. Go and have a look, because it is pretty cute. It really is. It may be my warlock side speaking.
Well, I tried to make it as creepy as I could. I think the spiders are too cheesy, but you know, I think I could have done a better job at that.
It looks good.
But I couldn't find a good transparent background one to use, so where's my show notes? Where did they go? Here they are. Okay,
I don't know.
So the contest really starts now. It will end on the 27th of October at showtime, so 7 p.m. Eastern. There will be a few minutes of after the contest is over that the contest page will probably have nobody showing up on the site, which is fine. It's okay. It means the job is going. So, but we will be announcing the winner on the 27th. And good luck to everybody.
Yeah.
So, candy buckets. So we intentionally because of this contest, we kind of wanted to put it at the candy bucket time, because candy buckets are starting Hallow's End, right? In less than a week. Right.
Yes. So you get a little bit of a bonus this time around.
Yes.
Which we're, we don't often do Stone.
We actually try to avoid these special things. So this time I kind of wanted to be themed, and I thought this was a pretty cool thing because we haven't done this before where it was like themed around the special event. So for candy buckets, just roughly off the top of my head, because I believe Nisi's away, I'll be doing the guide. I haven't done a guide for a while, so it's gonna be fun times. well, I blame Lita. So, from what I understand, irons, greens, tins, passies should be able to do candy buckets.
Bloodthirsties cannot. So just remember that, because you've got very very limited leeway on a bloodthirsty, which is like what? Four quests. That's it. Yeah. So don't blow four quests just to go and do candy buckets. Absolutely not worth it.
And also from where I'm from, we have this thing that we say, sorry.
So. We have one too, but ours is sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, so I think everything else, though, with the candy buckets is okay. There is a dungeon. You know, you can't do that. You could do that if you have an iron team of five of you. You can queue up for the LFG as long as it's all five of you. You just can't do it if it's only like a team of two. Okay.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I don't think you can access it just by walking in. There is no way to access those event ones. So, so that's candy buckets. I should be putting that out soon. I gotta make a note to go update that, tomorrow maybe and get it ready. So BlizzCon
2 weeks away. Well, BlizzCon. The start of our BlizzCon adventure. BlizzCon. Yes. It's just over 2 weeks.
Omidia, the site's not broken. So the site's not broken.
The site's fine.
Thanks. See? That's the last time I...
You had to go. Okay, so we're going to do... We wanted to remind people that we're doing the challenge launch on Thursday.
Yes.
What date's that?
Thursday, November the 1st. Yeah, because Wednesday's Halloween.
Yeah, I know. I forget. I'm excited. So Thursday at 1 p.m., we're going to go to IHOP.
Yep.
So we'll meet there. So for anyone that's going to be around and wants to come have lunch, we're just going to go there because it looks cool. Looks like there'll be foods and stuff. That's where we'll be, which is on the corner.
Yeah. It's around. So
just like, you know, let us know. Yeah. We'll be there.
And we didn't want to pick anywhere like super expensive or anything. I just wanted to have somewhere that we could just hang out and have a relatively okay lunch and hang out and chill. And maybe that's where we'll do our group photo too, because I'd like to do a group photo with as many people as we can.
Would be cool. So
that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're going to be going to BlizzCon and you're in our Discord, because then we can mark you with the BlizzCon role and you can have access to that channel so that we can keep our BlizzCon talk out of the normal channel, because it makes everybody jealous. Kevin. I need to add that thing that he just said in there after. So Calm Before the Storm panels, we'll do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a panel Sunday, October the 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's online.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be at twitch.tv/calmbeforestorm, I believe. But I'll tweet it after or closer to the thing. And Lita, yours? Yes.
Yes. So I will be there live. Not sure how. Anyway, that will be Saturday, November 3 at 2 p.m. Pacific, because I'm still trying to get my head around these time zones. We will be somewhere, I think, at the Hilton. Hasn't been confirmed, but I'm doing a... What's my panel called? The Storm.
The Storm.
The Storm. Yeah.
No. So
So that should be good.
It's... The Storm. Wow.
Okay. Excellent. So that's where we will be doing that, which is awesome. Can't wait. It'll be a lot of fun, I'm sure.
The other thing I want to talk about with Calm Before the Storm is that they put up the Twitch affiliate meet and greet applications. You can now apply. So if you're a Twitch affiliate or partner and would like to do the meet and greet, I did this last year It was amazing. Like, there were so many people there, and just hanging out and chatting, and it was good stuff. So, Lita and I are hoping to do this again, but, I would say if you want to do this and you're not sure, honestly, do it and apply now. You need to do it now. So if you go to CombiForceStorm.com, there will be a link right up at the top of the page. If you feel like, maybe I'm not big enough. No, this is specifically for what it's for. You don't need to be big. We are not big. We're you know, like this.
Yeah, tiny fish.
And there were some folks there that were even smaller, but there are other folks that were larger than us. Mm-hmm. Go. If you're not sure, still do it. Yeah.
Should be fun.
You will have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. The other piece of news is that Swing Tag just reminded me here. I didn't put it in the notes, but there's the Running of the Gnomes just happened at 7 p.m. Eastern. So about an hour ish ago, 52 minutes ago. So this is their eighth annual. Ninth?
Yes. It's been a few.
It's the second one that they've had it where it was actually in WoW, right? Not the third, right? Because they just added that in last year, I thought.
Oh, right? Yes, that's okay. Right. Yes. Right?
Okay.
Sorry, so, I was like, what?
Yeah. Okay, so, gotcha. LB says it's the ninth. This is to raise money for, I know that there's a specific thing that Dravi is trying to raise money for. I can't remember exactly what that is, but overall it's breast cancer fundraising, but there is a specific one from Cleveland, I believe she's trying to raise money for. So if you go and Google Running of the Gnomes 2K18, you will be able to find that 100%. So I think I get to do the troll run. That's one I get to do. The gnome run I usually don't get to do because of our show. Swing Cat posted a link right here and we can use that. Thank you very much. And I'll put that up in the show notes too.
Thank you, Swing Cat.
Where is it? 2K8. And this is how we do it live.
So
if you want to donate, that money is going to fundraise for Dravi's specific Cleveland research hospital, I believe. Mm. But there's a specific cure that they are trying to raise cash for.
Yes.
When does the Running of the Trolls go? Like, it's next year, right? Is it
April? No, I thought it was normally earlier in the year.
Okay.
It's normally March or April or something.
Okay.
I think.
Mm. Okay, I think that's all the news.
Yeah. Okay. That was a lot of news. Lots of news. Excellent. All right.
Sorry.
Not sorry. It's all good. Okay. So let's get on to the state of the challenges. So let's have a look for this week. So irons, we have got Batster, 44, RIP. Oh, Stir. Oh, sorry about that. Okay, we have Knee-High at 45, Sayandra at 46, Slade at 48. Well, Sayandra.
Sayandra is what level?
47.
Thank you.
Sorry, Zaya. Yeah. Slay. I'm looking at words. You know me and words. It's just not good. Slay is 48 foot. R.I.P. Iron Tanna at 50. Iron Luna at 50. Silmoon at 53. Iron Pingu at 57. Pingu. I am Pingu. Azzy hit 57. R.I.P. Azzy. What? Oh, that's not good. Sorry to hear about that. Shinari hit 80.
Nice.
Awesome.
I think this is the first time that we haven't had a 100 plus character. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But I think because a lot of us died or hit 120, now it's like everyone's trying to get theirs up, right? And there's nothing close yet. So, but we should be getting something soon, from what I understand. Pingu. Sorry. I used to watch it as a kid. Pingu. Trying to get it up. Five is trying to get it up. You can't say stuff like that without me having to comment and giggle and So Bloods, we have Five Bones at 43, Blood Thief at 49, Five Told You So at 53, Blood Letar turd level 53.
It's not nasty.
Flagrimus 58, Tree Wisp at 61, Soul Shot 78, Bloody Boz at 91, Soul Shield at 101, and Sold My Soul at 118.
Nice.
It kind of reminds me, though, Nisi was talking about getting her Bloodthirsty from 117 to 118. It took a long time, and that reminded me of... our friend Perrotin was doing a Bloodthirsty, and he was saying the slog for him going between level 17 and 18 was a lot. And I was just like, dude, it's going to be nothing. It's going to get worse. A lot worse.
Really? You're killing Rez.
He has been. You're going to... Don't look at how many kills you need, because it's going to make it feel worse. So
don't look at that. Because, I mean, just quickly, the difference between on my blood my priest, so I was getting res over 9K, and a normal mob was 538, I'd like to say. That's a huge amount of difference. So, you know... Cause I'm gonna go for Raz, absolutely. All right, let's go pacifist this week. We have got Mab Passy at 55, Peaceful hit 59, Joyful Vegan hit 59, Herminator hit 65.
Wow. You can read Cyrillic. I'm impressed.
I can. That's amazing. I'm so good. Farrakessa hit 66. Mons Breacher hit 70. Gentle Soul hit 82. Five Pride hit 86. Sneaky Boz hit 99. I'm gonna say it like that. It's like Sneaky Boz. And Huey Hamster hit 114. Well done, nice. Passies. Go, go, go.
So for tens, we got six. So we've got McPaula at level 11, Braldo. Kind of reminds me of Geraldo, but Braldo. That's not spelled. Anyways, level 12. Now they really hate me now because, like, oh, you compared my character with Geraldo. Mayunkim, level 16. Yesin is level 34. That's Nisi spelled backwards, if you didn't know, because I didn't. Mm-hmm. I was like, Nisi, what are you doing? What's with this name? Myella is level 36, and Hunt YOLO is 36.
Nice.
Hey, if you've got YOLO in there, you're going to get a YOLO.
Nice.
Every time.
Okay, so greens. We have got Zaya Ryder. Okay, 36. Fair Verde.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that works. Sorry. Green, yeah. I looked at it and I was like, yeah. Okay, is 36 as well. Swear to gosh.
Yes.
Swear to gosh. Swear to gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
hit 40, RIP.
But they died at level 40, and now they're swearing to gosh. Ugh.
Yeah, so, I bet so they sorry. Are. Yeah. Christia at 41. Green Biddy
sure.
at 43. 11 at 43. Yeah, your normal name. Excellent. Fairy Verdi at 45. Brienne at 62. Maldios at 70 and Verde Glory at 90. Wonder if that one's Rogue Slayer as well.
Verde Glory? Maybe.
No, Verde Glory is Rogue Slayer.
Yeah.
No.
But which
excellent.
One? Which?
Oh, okay. No, it doesn't matter. Well done.
All right. Iron teams. I think I fixed the thing where it was making teams go lost and missing. However, this week we start with number four, laser dinosaurs is actually lost. One of the characters is lost. So I don't know if it was a death and they killed it off and deleted it before we could pick it up. But everything else is fine. So I think it's like intentional. So Lytin is, they are level 21. Team Puppet's Revenge is level 36. And Happy Little Accidents apparently had an accident and they made a mess on the floor. Oh. And then we had to clean it up. And when you have a mess on the floor, you put them down. No, you don't. You don't do that. But they died at level 40. RIP. Well, well, maybe if you have an accident on an iron, I think you should get put down. Typically, you're going to die anyways if you have an accident. Okay, so everybody hates me now because I'm just like, I basically said that if you make a mistake, you should die on your character, I mean, which doesn't make it any better. Let's just make things a whole lot worse and go into the blood teams. Good lord. I am so sorry. Five Finger Death Taco is level 33 and Combo Taco 5 is level 37.
Well done. Yay. Five and Taco. Okay. I was going to say, Zaya said it's a French pronunciation. Zaya can't do. My Zyrita. French pronunciation is like wee wee. That's it.
I'm actually sorry. You know, I'm curious. I'm curious because we have him in our chat, because like I'm from here but I don't really speak it very well. Okay. So do you say oui or do you say ouais? Because I've heard both. And when is not the official correct way to say yes. However, it's a kind of a slang way to say it. So I'm just curious on how he says it and whether or not if I said went to him, that whether or not he would accept that as me saying yes. Soul Patrol Blood Team is you. Ah, okay. It's we? No. Well, the correct way to say it from what I remember in school is we. But, he usually says we. Okay. But have you heard people say when? Because on our side, we hear that a lot. Yeah. Anyways, we're from the same country, but we speak two different languages, and I'm just trying to understand. I'm not trying to.
Different ways.
It's not as strong as we. Okay. Oh, no. Got you. I understand. Right. There's not when you say we, you're saying yes, but when you're saying we, it's like yeah. It's like saying yeah, but it's not the strong yes.
It's like
gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like yes. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Gotcha.
Sure.
There we go. Look at all the things we're learning today.
I feel like I can ask him stuff that I wouldn't normally be able to ask folks because I don't know a lot about French on our side of things. We only had to do French up until grade 9. And once you're done grade 9, you're done, right? So so my exposure to it is news, and the news is all over the place, right? So so you know, poor Zaya is my like,
thank you,
hey
Zaya,
hey, Zaya. We do appreciate it. You know, yeah, thank you,
thank
sorry
you,
man
Zaya. Yeah,
I do know come see come sa. No, it's okay, he knows. It's not bad. It's nothing bad.
Okay,
so where is my show notes again? Nope, don't need the show notes. I need this thing here. This one here.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
Thank you. Awesome. All right, so this is where you can send in your tips, tricks, puns, questions, all those kinds of things. So we have got a couple this week, and the first one is Azzy's pun, which I get to read. It is, rest in peace, boiled water. You will be missed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. I like that one. That's good. Thanks, Azzy. That's cute. I like that. Okay.
It wasn't bad. I don't think it's gold level, but no. It's not gold.
Nice.
But, you know, it's not bad. Okay, so we have a question from Leon. Hi. I started a team challenge and I have a question. Are we allowed to buy items from NPCs or auction house? Yes. And yes. And teams, you're even allowed to trade stuff that you've gotten on that character with your teammate. So if you have, if you're like a hunter and your teammate is a priest, if they happen to get a gray mail piece that dropped, you can trade it to the hunter. Mm-hmm. It's okay. What are you laughing at? Gosh, what's so funny, Lita? Can you please read the next item?
I will try. Okay, it's just a thought I had. It's okay. All right. From
Dave, you know, when you begin to start laughing at yourself, you know, and thoughts that you have, it's actually the first sign that maybe, you know, you should talk to somebody. And that's okay. I'm just saying.
Stop it. You're making me laugh more. Oh, it's anyway, it's all good. It's all good. So from Dave the Hunter, lessons learned. Behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes. Thanks, Dave the Hunter. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. All right.
How did he know?
How did he know what?
How did he know that Carrie always rolls her eyes at me?
Whatever.
Okay. So we got a comment from Vashti on YouTube. So we actually, yeah, we do post our live shows to you, to YouTube as well. And if people comment on there, we will read them here too. Unless they're bad, you know, like we'll never read anything bad because just don't be bad. So having recently gotten a pacifist to five the new way, I feel bad for pointing out that you can fish in level one zones or capital cities and get gray junk that sells for one silver a piece. I hadn't thought of hopping on the Zep to Borean Tundra for exploration XP though. So that's something new as well. I think, you know, cause last week we were talking with Chris, right? And, you know, and it came up that like, wow, go to the higher level zone, go fish and you'll get some good stuff. Right. Or, I mean, get grays that are worth a fair bit. Or, as Vashti says, you know, you could also go to a safe spot and just fish for a while until you get enough coin. So fishing, I think you can still get at level five, but if you run out of coin, I mean, you can get fishing and just fish your way to get mining and herbing, right? So... And you can do it pretty safely, just you're not going to be getting experience points for it. So, but yeah, it's cool.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Chat room, Fireheart says, some say filling farm animals with helium is cruel. I say whatever floats your goat.
Five.
That was amazing.
Dear God. Oh, jeez.
That is awesome. I love that. It's funny. Come on. All right. That was pretty good.
Well, yeah. So. Anyway, before we do the wrap up, we should probably just mention about the contest one more time.
Oh.
Two.
Okay. Yeah. Contest starts, is now. Started. it's called the Summoning. And yes. It's an Iron Warlock leveling contest. So warlocks only. And you can only do humans, dwarves, and gnomes, orcs, trolls, and undead. So basically the classic races only that can do warlocks.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Destruction, Azzy.
Oh, the best spec
I'm
apparently
a destruction
is Destro.
Girl. I will always
get. Yeah, but Blizzard has made the... default as Affliction. So that is the official... best spec is Affliction.
Just saying.
Wow.
Azzy, you can try whatever you want to try. I will always go destruction. Just saying.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's back to the contest.
Yes.
You can add your character between level 10 and 20. If you are higher than level 20 and you accidentally forget, please do not ask me because I'm going to feel like a crap head and say no to you because it's not fair to everybody else. Because I'm going to tell everybody else.
But we will say no.
But we will say no.
Simple as
so
that.
So please just register your character. As soon as you hit 10, log out.
Yep, log out.
Wait for a little bit for it to refresh and then add your tune and then log back in.
Yes.
And then you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Okay, the prize is 90 games game time. Either
90 games?
You know what? I was going to say that before, and I caught myself. And I didn't catch it this time. Son of a... Okay. First place prize is 90 days game time. Either EU or US, doesn't matter. Lita is putting up this prize and thank you, Lita, very much.
Welcome.
The tiebreaker between levels will be when you hit your level when you hit your milestone level first. So whenever you hit level 10 first or 20 first, blah, 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 between the two characters. So whoever got there first will be ranked higher. And as always, email addresses we keep until the prizes are sent out, and then I purge them all because I don't like to keep that crap, and because I don't want to, if anything goes wrong, I don't have to say, well, I lost all your like all your email addresses are now out there, so no. And if so, we do have a $20 US game card that Rokester has put up. We're not sure if we're going to be putting that up for the second to 10th place because it's only valid for US. If there's anybody that would like to donate a equivalent $20 EU card, please let me know. And then I will do the same where people that are EU accounts will have a chance to win that, and then we can put up the US one. I still might put up the US one. I would like to be able to offer both, and
we want to make it fair. We don't want to, you know. So if anyone could, we would be grateful.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
go level Warlock power. Saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go look at all the past contests to see who's actually in the lead between us two. I think I still have a one contest advantage over you. Pretty sure.
I thought we'd evened it up.
I think
you said you might not even do this one.
I
so
think
I
you
win.
Thought wrong. I don't think so. No. I can't. I'm focused on my warlock. I'm focused on my warlock. I hate you so much. Oh my god. I'm focused on my hunter. I can't have another one. No.
I don't care. If you don't roll one, I win.
No.
Simple.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
It doesn't work like that.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Because technically, I would not have died.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, so does that mean that if you roll, does that mean if you rolled and you died, then that means I won?
Nope, because you haven't rolled anything, so you default.
This is a new rule. Get the hell out of here!
You don't roll one.
No.
Default. Bump bump.
I do not agree to this rule. No.
I do. I think it's a good rule.
Mom and pops are fighting again, folks. This could be my last show. I know I said that last week and maybe the week before, but I think LB, nobody
you,
is
LB.
Asking you.
I am.
Nobody's
high five, LB. Thank you.
Man.
Yep, exactly. Suck it up. Suck it up. Just saying. Anyway. Wrap it up. We weren't going to have a long show. Remember, it was going to be a short show. It hasn't worked. It's because Stone talks all the time. No, I'm kidding.
Wow. Here's some Owen Wilson for you. Wow.
There All we
right.
go. Thanks,
Ernie. Right. Well, yeah, that's not a surprise. He, although he spelled team wrong. So
doesn't matter.
Yeah, have fun. Have fun with that. How many days are we together at BlizzCon? Seven.
I know. Don't forget about the hashtagging too.
Oh, that's right.
Use the WoW challenges. Hashtag WoW challenges. Yeah. If you're posting on Twitter and things like that, so we can see, you know, what's going on. So we're just using hashtag WoW challenges as the only hashtag for anything relating to contests, leveling your normal challenge tunes, all of that. So please use that one. And that way we can see how everyone's going, if you got screenshots or whatever. So yeah. So thank you and good luck. I can't hear you.
So this is why at BlizzCon I need to really play all the jokes on her, just to, you know, because of stuff like this. So thank you to everybody that supports the site. You are our Iron Elite.
Thank
you very, very much. I actually got money from Twitch, but it was over the last 4 months. So I was like, oh, then that means that we're, oh, because I want to try to make over $100 a month to pay for half of the server cost. And we're not there. We're close, but we're not quite there yet. But we're getting there. So if you can, any help would be greatly I will thank you. Yes. Words. Okay, so thank you to everybody that supports us financially for the site. Definitely helps, either through giving us straight cash or re-donating prizes or donating prizes or all that stuff. So anywhere, we will take any help that we can get. So thank you to Asylum, Awesome Trousers, Boson, Chupa, Crystal Free to Play, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly Sparkspan, Grand Negus, Eli CTR, Iron T-Win, Cashbringer, Chris W, an Anonymous Koala, Lissan, Never Died, Ocam, Ada, Periton, PS Ducky, Razorus, Rude de Bruin, Soylent Greener, Stir, Swingcat, Thelani, Tula Bardine, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very, very much.
Wow.
Definitely helps.
Thank you, guys. That's huge. That's amazing. Thank you guys so much.
We have a lot of support. That's why I'm saying it's like we're almost there. So because it's not all $5 a month, because that would certainly put us there. So some are lower, and that's okay, because that's all they can afford, which is cool. So thank you to our mods. Our mods that are here right now are Fair, Lita, Stir, Zaya, me. But also thank you to Austin Trousers, Boz, Nisi, and Zorts. Thank you all very much for helping, because you all keep me sane. And everybody that's here in chat, watching this gong show, that's me with a semi-professional. No, sorry. Let me put quotes in there. Semi-professional podcaster in Lita, because she's just so pro.
As if.
So.
Please.
Yes. Thank you for being here to chat with us and take her side over me, even though you're all wrong.
No, I was going to say, right. As if.
Nope.
You are so wrong.
Sometimes, just even saying. Though you're the only person, you can still be the right, you can be on the right side. Yeah. Yeah. Mob mentality, it does not mean that you're all right. No, you're all wrong. Give me the finger. You're all wrong. Wrong. Actually, that kind of reminds me of that meme, that GIF. There's this little girl, like,
oh yeah, 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 the girl,
yeah,
with the cranky,
yes,
with the cranky with the brush,
yeah,
yeah. That's okay. Me most days at work. Exactly.
People. Anyway. Okay, so if you wanted to attend a live recording, well, we will read your name too, unless we think you're a bot, then we're not going to read your name, and if we don't read your name, sorry, just speak up in chat. So thank you to Fair, Lita, Stir, Zaya, me, Bot, Corpse Run Radio, Negus, Captain Dobie, Crash Landing 99. Because I love the name. LB, Grimspike, Eli, Ash, Azzy, Catty Cat, Catty 3 Cat. I've seen that person before. Keetanog. Okay. Oh, Momentary Genius. Hello. Hello. How are you? I hope to see you in about two and a half weeks or 3 weeks or so. Mrs. Rakuru, Shinari X, hey, hello. Swing Cat, Sinister, hey, Sin. Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. Bot, and Five Iron. What? They're both bots.
Bot. I like that. It's like bot.
And we just had one person join in, Vasidi. The Nomergan race might not be a good idea on a contest Iron Tune. Ooh. That would be interesting, though. You could go create a pink-haired warlock as a gnome and do the race.
No. What? Not worth it.
Why? They're just doing the race.
Yeah, sure. Go do it. Sure, do it.
They're not going to die. No. I thought the race takes them into safe places now.
No, that's what they've been talking about. Yeah, see, LB
just said they made the whole run at level 3 with no deaths.
There was lots of bodies earlier all through, like, Duskwood and stuff. Yeah, Stur said he saw bodies everywhere. Yep. Not worth it. But if you want to try it, good luck!
If you die, that's okay. You can re-roll.
No.
And run again.
No. It hurts too much. It hurts.
Why?
It takes a little part it's of a my gnome? Soul every time.
Or because it's a warlock.
No, probably warlocks, because it's a gnome.
Well, warlocks do take your soul. If you did the quest last year, you can't do it again? Oh, there was a quest for it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Oh, and I didn't know that it was a one-time thing. Okay, so our next show will be Saturday, October the 20th, or Sunday, October the 21st. Sorry. Okay, let's start this back over. Saturday, October the 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern, our normal time. Or Sunday, October the 21st at 1 a.m. Central European Time, or 9 a.m. Australian
Leader time.
Leader time, or 10 a.m. for the Aussie other time. Australian Eastern Time. Return of the Max says Zorts didn't make it. Okay, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but Zorts is used to dying, so it's okay, right? Hey-o!
Gosh! Jeez, he's not even here!
That's what makes it even more funny.
I will whack him in a couple weeks for that comment alone. Boy, oh boy!
Man, I know. That's okay, I love him.
I'm glad he's not coming to meet up, because I reckon he would deck you on that one. I would. Just saying. And then he'd hug you. It'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Maybe that's how they do things down under. I don't know if that's really how they do things over here.
It's like a big fight, and then they're like, come on, mate, she'll be right. Yeah, they do.
She who?
What?
Who's she?
It doesn't matter. She'll be right. She'll be right. Anything. She'll be right. It's just what it is. Anyway, we will have a discussion
good
at the lunch.
Oh no.
we will talk about it.
Great.
Anyway, okay. I'm very excited about who's coming next week. It should be great.
Next week we will be having Seraphis returning, and we all remember how that went. and we will also be joined by Ro. We're going to have them both on, and I'm stuttering like a fool because I don't know why. Because I'm not drunk enough, apparently. So we're going to have them both on, and we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, about the con before these Storm event, as well as the World of Podcast event, which we're both in, but more about like how it started, you know, all that kind of stuff, because you know, we want to make sure that we help out the folks that have most certainly been helping us out a lot. And I'm actually kind of interested to know if there's any kind of secret stuff that maybe they would tell us that maybe people don't know about, you know, some things like, oh, we weren't expecting for the Hilton to jack up the price by 500%. Mm. Yeah. Like this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So it should be good, good times. But again, you know, they have got something very special and exciting, and we're taking part of it, so we want to help support them.
I feel bad for Ro, because Ro's gonna have to sit through your stuff, and he's also gonna have to sit through Sarah's stuff, because him and I, we are just gonna
what,
and you are gonna be all over the place, like she'll be right and he'll be like, what are you talking about? And then me and Sarah will be like, haha, farce. So funny.
Oh dear Lord. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Poor Ro. So Lita's perspicacity. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in touch with you? I left that in, apparently.
Yeah. Anyway, where they can find us. So don't forget, check out the website, worldchallenges.com. The contest is live, so go have a look. All right? Good luck. Where you can find all the other information, strange about that, it's on the website. So there is information there for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channel. So if you want to check it all out, pop over to wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, if you want to send us a question, a pun, if you're not in Discord, you can send us an email, even tips, tricks, or just say hi. Send us an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. Stone.
I would love for somebody to send us an email. Just hi.
Hi. Hi, guys. Yeah.
Not like... Hi, I would like to do your website, and we're actually going to have a event that you might want to go to in some.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because
hi, we could give you more traffic to your website.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
You can find me laughing on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we were supposed to do yesterday. However, I was not feeling up to it. Lita, I think, was. I just was feeling poo-poo and poops. So
that's okay.
Well, I want, you know, because we were going to do it, and it's not you, it's me. Mm. And that's true. It's not you, it's me. So it wasn't a good idea for us to do a show last night. I was not in a good mood.
It's okay.
So we will be doing one soon. Soon.
Yeah.
TM.
Exactly.
Lita.
Exactly.
Where can we find you? Besides on the Barbie.
You can find me on the Twitter, which is at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. And I also have my own show, which is Behind the Avatar, which will have another episode coming soon as well. Other than that, Tybo's just saying, yeah, there won't be an AIE Guild Hall. Tybo, I had heard they're going to be discussing something. Yeah, at the town hall next week, Friday night, something. Apparently, there may be a meetup. So, yeah, hopefully we'll find out. So, anyway, as always, we want to say a huge thank you to two of our wonderful friends who helped us out, Markonen and Epic Insanity. So, Markonen made our intro, and we are forever grateful, because I think... it was one of those things that Stone and I, we just love that intro. It's so much fun. So you can find him over on Twitter at Markonen Wow. as well as part of the Tauren think tank crew over there with Jules. And Epic, well, he made our outro. And again, we are very appreciative and thankful to him. You can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as part of the Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions podcast. So all I have to say is, don't forget, get your summoning on, people. Warlocks rule.
Oh my God. Yay. Everything.
Good luck, everyone.
Can you guess who named the contest the last time? Get your green on, get your summoning on. No, it's the summoning. It's like a horror.
The summoning.
The summoning.
Yeah, I know. But I'm telling everyone to get their summoning on. So get
in. No.
Yes. Wrap it up. See ya. Thank you, chat room. Bye. I'm saying goodbye. I'm done. I'm having my coffee.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.